Exercise L18. Understanding inferences. 1.
At her trial, Mata Hari was dubbed the greatest spy of the First World War, of World War I. Her French accusers brought 8 charges of spying against her. However, research suggests that she, Mata Hari, was not really a spy.
Mata Hari was probably given a sentence for spying. 2.
By the way, Fred, I heard, someone said that you took an interesting course last summer. What'd you take?
I did. It was a course on building adobe houses. You know, houses made of mud.
What? Houses of mud? Are you joking?
No, I'm not. First, we studied the styles of traditional adobe homes in different parts of the world. That was interesting. Then, we learned the techniques of mixing sand, straw, and water. Then, we put the mixture into molds to dry, and when the mud bricks were ready, we built a structure of our own. The class's own structure, not each of us making one. A group effort.
So, when are you going to build your house of mud?
Well, not in the near future.
Well, you'll have to let us know so we can help you. We, well, I, at least, used to like making mud pies as a kid.
The woman will probably sign up for the course. 3.
A fossil of an extinct and previously unknown seabird has been excavated. This bird has been identified as history's largest flying seabird. The fossils indicate that it had a wingspan of more than 18 feet, and it probably weighed around 90 pounds. Now, if we compare that to the largest seabird of today, the albatross, the albatross weighs up to 20 pounds and has a wingspan of about 11 feet. The albatross is the largest living seabird today.
There are probably many fossils of today's albatross. 4.
The synovial membranes in the body produce fluids that lubricate the areas between the bones. Besides lubricating these areas, they also keep the cartilage tissues in good condition. So, can anyone tell me why it's important to keep the cartilage tissues in good condition?
Well, cartilage tissues protect the ends of the bones. They kind of act like elastic shock absorbers.
That's right. Now, if the cartilage tissues are damaged, regeneration is slowed down or stopped. Yes, Linda?
Yeah, once cartilage has been damaged, is there anything that can be done to repair the damage?
Well, there are experiments being conducted to renew damaged cartilage by transplanting synovial membrane cells. And so far, the results have been encouraging, very encouraging in fact. But further experiments need to be conducted before a decision can be made concerning their use on humans.
The transplant operation of synovial membrane cells has probably not been done on humans.